Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Pew Research Center, a nonpartisan social science fact tank, recently released a report on religious hostilities. According to
the United States government,
the Pew Research Center, a nonpartisan social science fact tank, recently released a report on religious hostilities. According to the study, in 2012, members of religious groups were harassed in 166 countries, more than in any of the previous 5 years. Globally, the overall level of restrictions on religion has reached a 6-year high. Now, over 5.3 billion people in 2007. Two of the 7 major religious groups monitored by the study, Muslims and Jews, experienced a 6-year high in the number of countries in which they were harassed by governments or civil society. As in previous years, the study finds that Christians and Muslims, who together make up more than half of the global population, were harassed in the largest number of countries, 110 and 109, respectively. The study was released in advance of National Religious Freedom Day, celebrated in the U.S. on January 16th. In a proclamation honoring this occasion, President Barack Obama said, "America proudly stands with people of every nation who seek to think, believe, and practice their faiths as they choose. The U.S. of every nation who seek to think, believe, and practice their faiths as they choose. The U.S. will remain committed to promoting religious freedom, both at home and across the globe. We urge every country to recognize religious freedom as both a universal right and a key to a stable, United Nations." Samantha Power commented on the Pew Research Center report and said the United States is proud to lead the fight against all forms of religious intolerance, wherever they exist. "Protecting freedom of religion," she stated, "is a cornerstone of American foreign policy, carried out by prioritizing accountability for religiously motivated violence, urging governments to adopt legal protections for religious minorities, and promoting societal respect for religious diversity."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.